Welcome to tonight's show, The Analyst, a radio play by Glyn Bartlett. I'm your announcer, Andrew Cotton, and the parts are played by, in order of appearance, myself, the announcer, PM Jill Cotton, S.A. Gideon Sawicki, B.A. Glyn Bartlett, Farmer Brown, Donald Sweeney, Senorita B.A. David Collins, Farmhand, Miriam Sapanud, Post-Production, David Skippy Randall. One afternoon in the offices of Project Gone Wild.
Hi, SA. I have just been given this briefing on a project that the business wants.
Hi, PM. Good. How are you?
Going well. However, getting back to the project, can you have a look at it, please, and tell me your thoughts?
Okay. Yes. Oh. Well, it looks like the business has a stock movement problem.
Yes, I agree. However, I don't like the phrase stock movement. Can we term it as a transportation problem instead?
Okay. Actually, we have a contact in transportation that we have used before. Burgini. Do you want me to contact them and see what they think?
Yes, that would be great, and move us along quickly and impress the business.
1 week later.
Hi, SA. I'm going well. How are you going with the transportation project?
So am I. Thank you for asking. Yes, I connected Burgini, and apparently what they need is a Burgini car. It will do the job very efficiently.
Excellent. Write up the solution architecture and we will get BA in to do the business requirements.
On to it.
2 days later.
Hi, PM. You are well and I am well. I have completed the solution architecture and briefed BA.
Hi there. We are well. I've been through the solution architecture and written the business requirements and sent them to you.
Excellent. Let me see. Ah, yes. So the solution must run on 130-octane fuel, be able to go from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in under 3 seconds. Yes. Yes. Oh, I like this one. Must be able to go around a 40-degree curve with a positive 10-degree camber at 80 kilometers per hour. Yes, I think the business will be impressed with that. Ah, yes, and the non-functional requirements. Must be red. Good. Yes. Oh, must make a deep-throated, deep bass noise from the exhaust when the engine is revved. Yes, yes, excellent work. Let's arrange a meeting with the business to go through this.
Yes, we'll do. Hello.
4 days later.
Hello, Farmer Brown. How are you today? And team, Farmer Brown is the sponsor for this project.
Hello, PM. I am well. How are you?
I'm feeling rather well, and I'm sure you are going to be impressed with the solution we have to the project request you sent us. Let me introduce the team. This is SA, our solution architect, and this is BA, our business analyst.
Pleased to meet you all, although I must say that I am a little concerned that nobody has contacted me to discuss the project.
No, we did not want to waste your time, and as I said, I am sure you will be impressed with the solution we have for you. Over to you, team. We will start with BA.
And so, from BA's requirements, that is the solution that we have developed for you.
So, Farmer Brown, what do you think?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. However, I think you have completely missed the point. May I ask that you go away and revisit the problem statement and what we need to achieve. Good day.
Well, this is all a bit awkward. What are we going to do about it?
Well, I don't I do not think that Farmer Brown knows what he is going on about. My solution was perfectly good solution based on BA's requirements.
However, you did bring me in after you had already decided on the solution.
Stop splitting hairs.
Okay. I do not think we're going to get anywhere by bickering between us. I think the best way to keep the sponsor happy is to bring in a new independent BA. Once they agree with what we have done, I am sure that the sponsor will come on board. Just so happened, we have a senior business analyst who started recently and should therefore be a team player.
So I take it that this senior business analyst is quite experienced then?
No, just old. And I think they are Spanish. They are from the old people's home for the very aged business analysts across the road.
2 days later.
Hello, Senorita B.A. How are you getting along? Settling in well?
That is Senorita B.A., actually. I am well. How are you?
Ah, yes. My apologies. So how are you going with the problem statement for the project?
Good to hear you're also well. I have organized to meet with the business to discuss what their problem is.
Oh, no need to do that. Just tidy up the existing problem statement so we can get on with the project.
Yes, I read the document titled Problem Statement, and while it contains the costing solutions, it doesn't actually articulate the problem.
Okay then, just tidy it up and we can proceed.
No, we need to do this properly. Please ensure proper health and safety measures and ensure the door does not hit you on the backside on the way out.
1 week later.
How do you do, Farmer Brown? How are you today?
I am well, and how are you?
I am also well. Thank you for inviting me out to your lovely farm. I would like to find out what your problems are.
Well, when I was a small boy...
No, I mean the problems you are having on the farm that you asked for the project to resolve.
Oh, in that case, you'd better come with me down to the back paddock and talk to my farmhand.
Okay, let's go then.
Senorita B.A., this is Farmhand. Farmhand, this is Senorita B.A.
How do you do? And what is your name, please?
Farmhand.
Oh, pardon me. How are you?
A box of fluffy ducks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm here to understand what problems you are having in relation to the project request that Farmer Brown raised.
Oh yes, well, you see, this paddock gets a bit barren after a while, with all the sheep grazing here, and so we then need to move them over and stream using that old rickety bridge to the other pasture.
Thank you, farmhand, for your tour of the farm and explaining the problems you're having. I have written everything down. May I read back to you and come around what I believe is your problem statement?
Go right ahead.
Yes, okay.
Well, the way I see it... Do you both agree with that?
Yes, that sounds right.
Very good. It is a shame that last lot did not do this. We could have saved a lot of time and money.
Well, let us now discuss the way forwards. What do you want to do to resolve this problem?
Well, I can now see that we have two distinct problems. One is the quality of the pasture in the backfield, and the other is moving the sheep from the back pasture to over the bridge pasture. The old bridge is unsafe and is regularly swept away when it rains heavily. So, let's have two projects to resolve these issues.
Yes, we can do that. I will write up the business requirements for each project and then get a solution architect to provide a solution.
Thank you very much for your time, Senorita B.A. I feel you have a much better understanding of our needs.
2 weeks later.
And so, Farmer Brown, since you signed off on the two projects, two sets of business requirements and two solutions, you can see that we have made some good progress. The pasture improvement has come along well, although we need to continuously improvements to ensure its health. And your new arched stone bridge is almost complete. Not only is it high enough and sturdy enough to withstand rising water, but it is also aesthetically pleasing.
Excellent. I am glad you understood that I wanted this area to look good as well.
Hi, everyone. I thought I would come down and see how the project is going. Sorry I could not do the solution architecture for you. However, I was unexpectedly called away. So, what is all this? This is not what I had in my solution.
No, the solution architect reviewed the business requirement documents, and then after the consulting with Farmer Brown, I myself came up with new solutions that better meet Farmer Brown's needs.
But what are we going to do about the Hamburgernis? We can fit at least 2 sheep in each one. This will get them to the new pasture much quicker, and they will not lose weight by having to walk. I think this is a much better solution.
Yes, but the capex is a lot higher, and the opex of maintenance on 130 octane fuel is also prohibitive.
I've thought about this, and we may be able to come to a compromise. Farmer, you may be able to use your Hamburgernis to get to the mass each Sunday morning.
Oh, beaut!
However, I do know that you like to attend the early morning mass, and your neighbours on the other denominations may object to being woken up early on a Sunday morning by a deep-throated, deep-based noise from the exhaust, when the engine is revved.
I see your point. I guess I will stick to the trusty ute.
Oh well, you win some and you lose some. By the way, Farmer Brown, may I bother you for a tow, please? My Hamburgernie seems to have gotten bogged down in your pasture.